I do not believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, no.
Can I ask why?
Because I don't believe in magic.
Magic, what makes you think Christianity, or yes, specifically Christianity, is magic?
Because that's what miracles and all that, and supernaturalism and all that stuff is.
So how can we come from nothing?
I don't think that we do, but you do. So let me ask you the question. How can we come from nothing?
How can we come from nothing? Well, God created us.
Okay. I asked how, not what.
Well, in the Bible, you know, it took God 7 days to create the earth. So this is, yeah, this is how.
I didn't ask you how long it took what to do it. I asked how. How did something come from nothing?
Well, God has always existed.
I didn't ask you if something, so we're not talking about God. So I definitely didn't ask you how long the thing we're not talking about has existed for. So once again, this will be probably the last time I ask a question, but how does something come from nothing?
Something come from nothing. You explain to me then, how does something come from nothing?
I don't believe that. I certainly can't explain it to you. I don't believe in it, and I don't think it's possible.
Okay, then explain to me.
Okay. So what I want to know is, why did you ask me how can something come from nothing in the sort of, you said that in kind of the pejorative sense, like, oh, I know what's wrong with you. You think that something can come from nothing. I don't believe that, but you do, and you can't even explain it.
Well, the I'm really confused
about the hypocrisy. Is this what it means in the Bible when it says, woe you Pharisees, woe you hypocrites?
I thought you don't believe in the Bible, so why are you using the Bible as a counterpoint?
The Bible definitely exists. I have three of them.
Okay, I thought you're not Christian. I thought you're not religious. I thought you're an atheist or agnostic or something like that.
You are correct. But how embarrassing would it be for me to claim that something I don't even know anything about is definitely false and I can't even back it up? That would be really embarrassing. So anyways, why did you ask me how can something come from nothing?
Because something can't come from nothing.
But that's what you believe.
Yeah, something can't come from nothing. Therefore, we have a creator. How do you think everything, how do you think the universe was created and all this stuff?
Maybe I'm not hearing you correctly. Are you saying something cannot come from nothing, or that it can?
It's always existed. It can.
Okay, well then it doesn't come from nothing. Well, like things that don't exist don't do things. So the universe can't come from nothing. So that's what I believe. But you guys do believe that.
Well, okay. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own belief, but I'm just telling you, Jesus Christ loves you. He's your Lord and Savior, and I really hope you convert to Christianity.
I don't have to do that because he loves me. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, man, that's for you to find out. I mean,
does he love me unconditionally?
Jesus Christ does love you unconditionally.
Well, then I have nothing to worry about.
So you told me you have three Bibles. So did you used to be a Christian?
Yeah, I was raised Christian.
So how did you convert into agnosticism?
I just thought about it. I realized, so you don't believe in multiple other religions, do you?
No.
And is the reason for that largely because what? Zeus banged some mortal woman and throws lightning bolts down from heaven? That's a completely stupid idea. Why would anybody believe that? Is that like kind of like in most cases, that's kind of the thought process you had? Like what? Well, that's childish and stupid.
That's mythology.
I didn't ask you any questions about Christianity. I asked you a question about other religions. Did you say to yourself intuitively, wow, all these stories about like magical things happening are really stupid? Like you didn't give it really a second thought at all. You just heard like, what? No. That's all I'm asking. If that's kind of the thought process you used.
Well, how is that considered magic?
Zeus magically conjuring up. Oh, sorry, I used the word magic.
That's fiction, though.
Zeus conjuring up. Yeah, so is Harry Potter, but it's a book about magic. So Zeus conjuring up electricity and throwing it down at people, that's magic. You don't think that that's magic?
Well, that is considered magic, yes.
Okay, so I'm just asking you, when you hear all these mythological stories about supernatural creatures, do you say to yourself, yeah, this is really dumb. We don't have any evidence that magical things like that happen ever. And so I'm not even going to give this a second thought. I can just dismiss it outright.
Yes, I
That's
agree with.
okay. I did the same thing with your religion because your religion is exactly like those.
I mean, you're entitled to your own belief, but I believe in that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and
Yeah, I know. You believe in magic and magical events and random things that are identical to a whole bunch of other religions that you think are false, but you don't feel that way about Christianity. I do feel that way about your religion. So when you ask me, well, how did you become a non-believer or whatever? I just applied what I already thought about all the other mythologies and what you think about all of them. I just used it and applied it to Christianity, and I realized, oh yeah, there's nothing special here.
have you ever read the, you said you have three Bibles. Have you ever read it cover to cover?
Nope, not the entire thing.
Not the entire thing. So you got a pretty good idea about it, you think?
I mean more than the average person, because the average person, the average Christian can't even tell you what the four gospels are. So, people. I learned a long time ago to never, ever, ever o overestimate the average person.
So you believe in evolution?
Yes, I'm aware of the overwhelming amount of scientific evidence.
You understand, God created Adam and Eve, correct?
Your magical book says that, but there's no evidence that that's true. All the evidence is contrary to that. All of it.
Okay, let me hear, explain it to me then.
Sure. When mommy and daddy love each other very much and they make a baby, that baby has mommy and daddy's DNA in it, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so when things reproduce, they pass on DNA, right?
Yes.
So you can tell if something's related to something else by how much DNA it shares, right?
Yes.
All right. All life on the planet shares DNA. That is scientific evidence proof positive that all life is related. And when you study the nitty-gritty of that evidence, of that genetic evidence, it not only demonstrates that we're all related, but it demonstrates we're all related in exactly the way the theory of evolution predicted. These certain organisms would share the most genes. These organisms would share some, but less than these, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I can go into
So
the
if you,
details on that if you want, but that's just trying to give kind
okay,
of broad. Yeah, go ahead.
so if you believe in evolution and everything, do you believe we came from fish?
One of the ancestors of all vertebrates is a fish, but it's not the case that one day fish gave birth to people.
Yeah, you see, it's just illogical to think that we came from fish. We
Yeah,
obviously have a
too bad I
bipedal.
have all of the evidence that that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think we came from a fish, dude.
Well, if we came from fish, we'd have to share genes with them, right?
Yeah, and we don't
Yeah,
have
and we
gills, do.
do. I said genes. And yeah, you do have gill arches when you're an embryo. They just turn into other structures in a predictable way. So your jawbone, this right here, your mandible or whatever, that comes from a specific gill arch. The bones of your inner ear come from a different gill arch. I think your Adam's apple comes from a different gill arch, and you can trace where those are in other fishes, and you can see how they get modified in us.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
yeah, we have so evolution is it's what we call descent with modification. So it modifies pre-existing structures. So here, let me see if I can. Can I show you this on the screen? Yeah, you see that right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gill arches right there. As an example. So that thing on the left, that doesn't really look like you. It doesn't look like me either. But we do, that is what you look like early on in your embryological development. And so, And if you compare that to like a shark or something like that, we look extremely similar to them at that same phase. They have these gill arches as well. I can try to show you this picture. Mm-hmm. Why is this on Facebook? I just want the image. Oh, I clicked on open link, not image. So like, yeah, there's an example, but I mean, I have so many more examples. That's just kind of a, you know, proof of concept sort of thing.
Okay, and the prompt, it says the Big Bang is a fact, but isn't the Big Bang basically a theory?
Yeah, it has been proven scientifically.
It has been proven scientifically.
Yeah, that's what scientific theories are. Words mean different things according to the context in which they're used. A scientific theory is the model that describes huge amounts of proven scientific facts. So you're not a flat earther, are you?
No.
Okay, so you don't believe in the Bible. But anyways, the idea that the earth is not flat, well, that doesn't really have a name, I guess, but do you think the earth orbits the sun?
Yes.
Yeah, so you really don't believe in the Bible. But anyways, that's called heliocentric theory. Now, you think that theory is a fact. You don't think it's just a theory because you know how much scientific work and evidence and all kinds of stuff went into us figuring out that the Earth orbits the sun. Same thing with atoms. They exist. I know it. You know it. It's called atomic theory. It's an idea that goes back thousands of years, but the modern version of it is only a couple hundred years old, and the really modern version of it is only about 100 years old.
Okay. So the point I'm trying to get at is that I really would like you to read more into the Bible and understand how these things, you know, work. I know you're saying it's magic and everything.
What things?
You know, you should have a little faith.
Okay, tell me how something in the Bible works. Oh, if I should just have more faith, then that means I don't understand it at all. I just believe it. But anyways, tell me how something in the Bible works. Go ahead.
Okay, so how something works in the Bible?
That's
your question, right?
Yeah, it's what you told me I should do. Well, obviously you've done it, so tell me how something in the Bible works. Like, tell me how God created the earth.
Okay, so how God created the earth. Well, basically, he created the earth.
Yeah, that's what I asked.
Yeah, God created the earth. I mean, what is there really more to clarify?
Well, I said how, and you're telling me what. I didn't ask what created the earth.
God works in mysterious ways, man.
I didn't ask you how he does the how mysteriously. You know, I was asking for how he created the earth.
Well, God created the earth because he's almighty.
So I didn't ask you what the properties of God are.
God, you know?
I didn't ask you what the properties of God are. I asked you how he created the earth.
Okay, then how did space create the earth?
No, I asked you how God did it.
Okay, well, God created the earth by creating it.
Okay, so you said I should read the Bible so I can, what, understand how these things work? You don't understand how any of your own beliefs work. Are you...
Man, I'm just telling you to have some faith, man.
I know. Do you know what faith is?
Yeah, faith. You have faith. You're having faith in something.
Faith is when faith...
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Very well said.
I mean... Do I really have to clarify what faith means? I mean, you look like a pretty smart guy, dude.
I know what faith is. You don't seem to really be very, introspective. I don't think you've thought about what you believe at all, like even for 5 seconds. Because you keep saying, this whole thing started with you being like, yeah, watch me absolutely nuke this atheist with a truth bomb. Did you know atheists think something can come from nothing? That's why atheism is so stupid. Turns out I don't believe that, but you do believe that.
I don't think I said that. I think you're putting some words in my mouth.
Yeah, I didn't. Right. So this is literally recorded, so people are going to know that I wasn't verbatim quoting you. But that's what you're saying when you say those things. That's what you're implying. But it turns out that's actually what you believe. And then you say, you later on went on to say, well, the problem with atheists is that they don't understand what the Bible says. So I asked you to tell me one thing, explain one thing in the Bible, and you can't do it. So,
I mean, you told me that you have a Bible, so I don't guilty. Really think I need to clarify.
You're guilty of all of the things you accuse people of doing. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.